and the Friday finale. Here's our regular digest of what critics around the country are saying about this weekend's new movie releases. Here's Slate's Ben Williams with summary judgment.
Our first film this week is Ray, a biopic starring Jamie Foxx as the late Ray Charles. Foxx plays piano and lip syncs to Charles's original music. I got a woman way over town.
Ray.
She's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Ray.
She gave me money.
Ray, that's sacrilegious.
What?
It's a gospel song.
I know what it is. I wrote it. I mean, you told me to find my own voice. Jamie Foxx is picking up all the early Best Actor buzz for his uncanny imitation of Ray Charles. The Philadelphia Inquirer calls his performance practically telepathic. The Dallas Observer says it's less impression than inhabitation. And the Chicago Tribune thinks Foxx almost erases the barriers of life and time. But critics complain the movie succumbs to biopic clichés and reverence for its subject. Ray drinks lustily from a goblet of hackneyed showbiz and triumph over adversity conventions, presenting Charles's life as a series of screaming headlines and stunning triumphs, gripes The Onion. The Miami Herald adds the film has lionized Charles instead of humanizing him. Next up is the limited release Birth, starring Nicole Kidman as a widow convinced her husband has been reincarnated as a 10-year-old boy, played by Cameron Bright.
Is he claiming to be Sean, or is he just called Sean?
He said, it's me, Sean. What am I supposed to think? I suppose that tells me that he's telling me he's Sean.
That he is your dead husband. That he is... Oh, that he is what?
Birth is another example of star acting transcending a flawed movie. Nicole Kidman may look like a famished elf, according to LA Weekly, but she turns in a brilliantly nuanced performance, says the New York Times. Kidman can't save what most reviewers think is a somewhat ridiculous premise, though. While the ick factor deepens as the story progresses, the mystery never does, complains The Onion. Everyone's talking about the scene where Kidman and Bright take a bath together. The Village Voice thinks it's reasonably chaste, but the Dallas Observer calls it the nuttiest apologia ever for pedophilia, and Entertainment Weekly condemns it as the definition of exploitation. And our final monosyllabic movie of the week is Saw, a horror suspense film in which two men wake up to find themselves chained by their ankles in a basement. The serial killer who has put them there has also left two saws that are not strong enough to cut through the chains, but can cut through flesh and bone.
He doesn't want us to cut through our chains. He wants us to cut through our feet.
Saw's edge is jagged but rusty, say critics. Rolling Stone calls it gross as hell, the Seattle Post-Intelligencer says it's genuinely and profoundly perverted, and the New York Times is reminded of both Abu Ghraib and an especially gruesome episode of Fear Factor. But while gorehounds will love the film, according to the Dallas Observer, most critics aren't really scared. Sure, it makes you squirm a few times, concludes Entertainment Weekly, but too often it makes you giggle.
Ben Williams writes Summary Judgment for Slate Magazine.